What's up, people? This is Upma Mitali here, and in today's tag, we are going to interview a very, very special person who has been a writer of kids' books, and she has written over more than 2,000 kids' books. In today's tag, we'll be talking to her as to how to inculcate the habit of reading, because these days kids are hooked onto their laptops, their tablets, and all this e-revolution is somewhere killing the bookworm in us. So here's Sonia. And
hi
Sonia, welcome to Super Mom Mitali.
Hi Mitali.
Yeah, so as I was telling, how can we inculcate the habit of reading in kids, and since what age can we start?
So, you know, as you said, you know, rightly, that what's happening with all this digital revolution, the kids are getting more and more accustomed to the idea of seeing things that move. They don't challenge their imagination as much. So, really, the best time to start reading is when they are like even a year old. Okay, because what happens is at the very early ages, it's not about reading, it's about picture word association. So, it's actually, it starts with just object and a picture or object and name association. So, you know, you just simply, that's why you have flashcards. Not physical visuals, of course, they'll see a physical chair and they'll know it's a chair, but also being able to recognize it on a piece of paper or on a printed medium, so to speak, you know. The other thing that I have found, both through personal experience with my own children and with children that I see for whom we create, but from a parent's point of view, it's a great idea to see what they get interested in. Like, for example, my son was not a great reader when he was like 2 years old or 3 years. He's not into books, but he was obsessed with dogs. So the first thing we did was we just bought him books on dogs. It's a good idea to see what they're interested in and sort of find books on those, you know. So they start picking that up.
So while I was growing up, my parents obviously gave me a lot of books, because at that time there was no computer. So my father gave me this entire set of Childcraft, you know, this encyclopedia world book. And that really increased my inquisitiveness about, you know, different animals, history, be it medieval era and all these things. So I have got those same books, and, you know, my daughter is now 2.5 years old. So when is the right time to introduce those books into her life?
You know, I think it's not about those particular books. It's about the reading habit. So what happens is there are two things. One is that they read for enjoyment, because they get, it's entertainment for them. And as they grow, they read with a purpose. So encyclopedias are typically, you know, utilized with a sense of purpose. You know, you have a project in school. So even if you're in grade one, they'll say that, you know, let's today learn all about trees. So then, you know, you'll probably, they'll look up something, they'll look up the Green Kingdom in Childcraft, and then they'll learn a little bit about trees and put that in. So there are two different things. So one is the habit of reading and the enjoyment of reading, and the other is the pursuit of knowledge, you know.
Few books, like for example 5 to 10 books which you can recommend mothers, you know, they can buy.
So you know, there are publishers, like for example Lady Bird has got a fantastic series. So they have an entire series of level 1, level 2, level 3, all the way up to level 8, where the children are actually picking up words as they go, and age appropriate ones. The Om series is another one which we've created, which is there. Pod Squad, which we spoke about. The books that we are creating in Pod Squad, we are not yet leveling them, because it's overall grades 4 to 7. But that's our objective, that we want to bring in you know, level readers for them. But Lady Bird, I would say, eyes closed.
Okay.
You can look at them.
So, Sonia, thank you so much for sharing all this great pool of knowledge with us. And I'm sure my daughter and, you know, all the other viewers that we have, and also people who follow our website, www.supermommitali.com, you know more about, you know, the importance of inculcating reading from an early stage, which my mom always keeps on saying. And thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot.
So this is it for today's tag. I hope you had a lot of fun listening to Sonia talk about the importance of inculcating reading as a habit. And I'm sure Reni already has a habit, but I'm going to teach her to read even more books and get interested in them and get interested in things like sports, which we want to make her a sports person later. And if you have any doubts, do write in to us. And there's as always this comments box below. Do show me a lot of love by clicking the subscribing button above. And there's always this like button if you really love the video and you want to convey all your love to us. So this is it for today's tag. And this is Supermom Mitali signing off. As I say always, keep on rocking mommies and keep on reading babies. Bye.